Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Robert Paul. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about inward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. It is difficult to see the new creation. We can easily admit it. The scriptures are clear. We can easily believe and trust in God's word by the work of the Holy Spirit, but it is difficult to see the new creation in Christ. Our old Adam, our sinful flesh, constantly distracts and dissuades us from seeing things as they are in Christ Jesus. But we walk by faith and not by sight. All throughout our days of earthly pilgrimage, we are burdened and groaning. How many of us struggle with health unexpectedly or expectedly? How many of our families are burdened with stress, anxiety, dissension, covetousness, and the struggles of the old man are very real and often overly distracting. This is why St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 preaches over and over again what the death and resurrection of Christ mean for Christians, for you. This reality in Christ is not a past reality. It is a constant and living reality. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. God has reconciled us to himself in Christ Jesus. He has done away with our sin. He made he who knew no sin, that is Christ, sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is the new creation. It is life in the blessedness, purity, and forgiveness of Christ Jesus. It is life that comes from him who has died and conquered death. It is life that comes from Christ's unending love. Today, the church remembers St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine. Perhaps more mothers than we know struggle in faith and prayer on behalf of their sons and daughters and husbands, like St. Monica did. She prayed constantly on behalf of her pagan husband and her pagan son. Blessed are those mothers who see the fruits of their prayers and intercession, for before she died, Augustine was converted by the work of the Holy Spirit. He was later baptized and became a priest and a bishop, and to history, one of the most significant preachers and theologians of late antiquity, if not of all time. Certainly, thanks to the work of the Spirit, the old had passed away and the new had come. So in this new life, we have to live by faith in a way that is certainly counterintuitive. Paul says that we regard no one according to the flesh. That is, we look at no Christian according to the old way of things. When we look at our fellow Christians, we need to see who our Father sees, Jesus. And this is difficult, to see the new creation by faith when by sight we see sources of frustration, pride, envy, or worse. It requires reliance not on our own powers, but on God's work in Christ by His Spirit. Repent. Hold fast to Him in whom you are, a new creation. Repent and be reconciled to God. Contrary to appearances, by faith we are not the old man, but we are the new creation in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, you strengthened your patient servant Monica through spiritual discipline to persevere in offering her love, her prayers, and her tears for the conversion of her husband and of Augustine their son. Deepen our devotion to bring others, even our own family, to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God now and forever. Amen.